Welcome back after the Thanksgiving break. We're back on target. Get ready for our continuation of understanding the culture of honor. We're going to move to a new chapter, new phase, chapter 5, page 117, dealing with the freedom practice, developing a wealth mindset. Apostle Thompson really starts sharing in his whole teaching tonight concerning the wealth mindset, why God wants us kingdom-minded, you know, why God wants us rich, and why we should have the mindset to allow God to make us rich, so we can establish the heaven-to-earth agenda. God's goal, the Holy Spirit goal, is to expand the kingdom, take new territory. And so, therefore, that's why God wants us wealthy. You know, but he also is instructing that until we can get our mind straight, the inner man straight, you know, that wealth would do us more harm than good. You know, so that's one of the things I understand about money. Money is nothing but a tool, but it will bring out the best in you or the worst in you, because now you have means to do what's in your heart, So we have to be careful making sure that our hearts are pure so God can empower us with wealth to do kingdom business in the expansion of the gospel into all the earth. He also gave us Matthew 28. And he shared about the Great Commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And that's why God wants us empowered, so we can build territory on every continent. Amen. Yes. So the gospel won't be preached, but the power is in power and demonstration. Because people can relate to more of what you are than what you say you are.
Right.
By seeing demonstration that you have the goods to bag up my preaching,
right,
my witnessing.
Yes.
You see, God made me rich. Is God. So that's the ideal, that God, get that concept in your spirit about our mindset. So we'll share some things with you about mindset tonight. There are certain things you need to write down or note in your book so you can have these for your quizzes. I always try to give the information up front, then go back and pick up things. Because once we start talking, I probably won't get to two of them. But the idea, that's why I try to give you all five of them ahead of time so you got that information in case I don't get back. Okay, look on page 120. On page 120, second paragraph, we talk about the power of us. The power of us. The author was talking about some of the things about his son and his daughter going to school and these type of things, and how his daughter went to a home school to graduate from home school, but his son wanted to play football, so he wanted to have responsibility to go to a public school or a private school. So they're making some decisions about that. So that's all he was talking about until we get to this point. So that's why I just skipped all that and got right here, the power of us. Second paragraph here that says, that is freedom training. That is freedom training is what he was teaching his son. Paul put it like this in the Corinthians, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable. This is a power that we have to understand about wealth. With wealth, the freedom that comes with wealth is I can have what I want or desire or dream, but everything I may desire may not be profitable for me. You see? So therefore, I must understand the power of the liberty or the freedom that wealth brings to my life. Because you can be powerful, you can have wealth, but you can be stone an addict. You see, you can get anything you want. But because power give you that freedom, wealth give you that freedom to get it. But you also can grab all the stuff that destroys you. And so Apostle always tells us all the time, man that have my kind of wealth without God, he'll kill himself. He'll destroy himself. Because, in fact, it takes the power of the Holy Ghost to keep you under constraint where you love God above everything else.
Amen.
and realize everything else is nothing but the blessings of God that add on to it after I seek the kingdom. Amen. Then God will add these things to me. And so that's one of the things that most Christians really have to train themselves and practice at this stage, is to learn their liberty now before they get there. Yes. Now, if you can't manage $1,000, what's going to happen if God give you $100,000 all at one time? You know, you're just gonna blow through it. You're just going to blow through it and do destructive things with it and take care of no priorities. Okay? We want to be debt-free. God bless you with $20,000. Instead of paying a debt off, you're going to pay two notes. You're going to go buy something else with the rest of it. You ain't paying nothing off. Why? Because the mindset not that they're paying nothing off. Because why? It's easier to pay that note than to see $10,000 leave out of here. I just got it. It's a different mindset. Okay, so one of the first things we have to understand, and this is number one, in that second paragraph that we're talking about, freedom causes our personal responsibility. This is what you need to underline. Freedom causes our personal responsibility to rise to the surface. Freedom causes our personal responsibility to rise to the surface. This is the thing about being free. You got to understand that prioritizing, structure, the discipline that comes with this, this must rise to the surface of your life. Amen. That you do not become a servant of money, but money serve you. Amen. So all your person, your character, your mindset, the way you think, everything, how you operate, has to come to full fruition to manage and control it. Because money is a freedom. It is a freedom. It's a powerful presence in a man's life. But man must control it and must not control him. So make that number one. Freedom causes our personal responsibility to rise to the surface. Number two is in the last paragraph, second sentence. That says the development and expansion of a wealth mindset is an essential key to our successful introduction of heaven's coming to earth and having it remain on earth. The development and expansion of a wealth mindset is an essential key to our successful introduction to heaven coming to earth. Very vital. Very vital. You must develop a millionaire mindset. Well, I think the book he studied called the 1 Minute Millionaire, or the millionaire mindset. It's called a book too, The Millionaire Mindset. You know, it's training yourself to think. It's training yourself to think. This is why knowledge is powerful. This is why reading and expanding your knowledge realm. A man cannot operate beyond what he knows. So all of our physical lives, our financial lives, is revealing to us the limitation of what we have already operated in. Because I'm not further along financially is because of the fact I have not used all the potential I have. I've only operated in what I know. So we're moving from information to experience. The apostolic is to move you from information to experience. Not only to have the written word, but have the spirit of the word. Why I have encounters and experience with God. What we mean by that is you need encounters with wealth. Yes. You need encounters with wealth where God gives you opportunities to expand beyond your culture. Yes, sir. Dad mentioned tonight, beyond what your mama taught you, what your daddy taught you, what you know about money, right. What your community taught you about money. You know, you think money grow on trees? Mm-hmm. You know, you go to the store, you can't have that. You can't get that. Money don't grow on trees. You know, so because of mama's limitation of not having enough wealth to get everything they desired or to get us everything we desire, they put limitations in our thought processes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so now we go to the store with a mindset, oh, I don't have enough money to get that. And so we keep moving and shop like that. And it becomes an ingrained memory all our lives.
Yes, sir.
So we got to get rid of that information.
Amen. Amen.
Because there are no limitations.
Amen.
There are no rim I can't have.
Yeah.
It's this, that, and the other.
Yes.
You know, you got to change the way you program your thinking.
Yes,
and that's the thing about millionaire people. The only difference between them is, God, Apostle said it again tonight, God has no respect of person.
Amen.
The only difference between them and us is information.
Yes,
it's experience. That's the only difference between us. They know stuff we don't know. They have experienced stuff we hadn't experienced yet. And they broke through the cycles. They broke through the cycles of how to get there. Dad said, you're not going to get there overnight. So you got to practice your way there. You know, when the last time you tipped your waiter $100? Meal ain't called for 35. No, she only get a gratuity, 12%, 10%, you know. But what about God putting in your heart and say, go give her $100. Bless her. She may have a need in her life that God is using you to bless her with. But see, until you start having those encounters with wealth, you can't expand. And as long as you fear it, and give yourself reasons not to do it, you'll never break through the mindset of small thinking of what money can do or how money can change your life. So wealth has to, first thing you got to develop is a wealth mindset before you get a wealth pocket. The inside of you got to become rich. The inside of you got to have no limitations. The inside of you got to see yourself always having and never wanting. The inside, you got to see that. Everything begins on the inside and it materializes on the outside. Your outward experience is really what you're experiencing on the inside of you. There are no limitations. The only limitation is what's on the inside of you. Because all things are possible to him that believe it. It's possible to him that believe it. And that's why meditation, Joshua 1:8, Psalms 1, Psalms 1, 1 through 3 comes in place. You got to meditate the word over and over and over again until it washes your mind from all limitations.
Amen.
That you can realize no matter what I see, I can have.
Amen.
What I see, I can have. It's possible.
Yes, sir.
It's possible because if people live in country club,
mm-hmm.
all they got them is money.
Amen.
They use their thinking and change their world. They used their thinking and change their world. I always told people years ago, if you can change your thinking, you can change your world. Because the only limitation we have is in our thinking.
Right.
Yeah, it's easy to have plenty money.
Amen.
So our apostle teaches, it's easy to have plenty of money. So you got number two, right?
Yes,
the development and expansion of a wealth mindset is an essential key to our successful introduction of heaven coming to earth and having it remain on earth. That was number two. Number three is on wealth creates freedom. First paragraph, Miller Ways there. Is, we see what's the NFL quarterback. Okay. Right next to it, it says riches are money or external conditions, and wealth is an internal reality. Riches are money or external conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And wealth is an internal reality. It has to begin on the inside. Wealth has to begin as a reality on the inside. I see myself living like this.
Right.
God says I can live like this. Our meditation scripture is John 10:10. For I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That's your meditation scripture. You will see it on your quiz. Okay. But you have to put that in your mind. You have to put that in your spirit. I must think rich.
Yes.
I must speak prosperous words. I must not allow doubt to come out of my mouth.
Amen.
You see, my heart, my hand, and my mouth got to come in agreement.
Amen.
Then I must have encounters with wealth. Encounters in wealth. I must position myself to a mindset of, you know what? I never had a $75 steak before. But this week, I'm going to have me a $75 steak. I'm going to go and experience what it's like to go to a restaurant and buy me a $75 steak. I'm going to have that encounter. I'm going to experience. If I don't do it one time right now, I'm going to do it. Why? What am I doing? I'm breaking mindsets, limitations, by exercising, pushing my spiritual muscles, my natural muscles, my thinking rim, to go sit in Ruth Chris and go sit somewhere where rich people hang out and eat expensive food. And I'm going to eat me something that's expensive, even though it ain't but that big around. You know, those steaks ain't big, you know, but the idea is expensive because it's choice meat. It's the best of the best, and it costs us. But you got to challenge your mind to get over that cheap mentality. That cheap mentality. Yeah, I know they got Dollar General. I know they got Family Dollar. They got all that kind of stuff, but you get what you pay for. You see, ain't no sense of going there to Family Dollar store and buying a comb, and you try to comb your hair, and two or three of those teeth break out. And you know, you go fuss, this old cheap comb. Yeah, look where you got it from. You know it was cheap when you bought it. You know it wasn't gonna last. But see, it's the mindset.
Yes, sir.
It's the mindset, and they realize, you know, wealthy people understand you get what you pay for. And you shouldn't be complaining if you go to McDonald's and don't get the right service.
That's right. Yeah,
because that's where you went.
That's right.
You went where the service is not expected to be high.
That's right. That's
you know, you want to pay less, but you want quality service. It don't come there.
Yeah.
It don't come there. But that's what we do. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We go in there. They don't put hot fries in there. We pull our car on the side. From the window, we go inside and throw it on the car. I want some hot French fries. You go out there fussing at the people at the cash register. They didn't cook the fries. Somebody just cooked them. But the idea is, it's the idea is how we think.
Mm-hmm.
You want to pay cheap, but you want more for your money.
Yes,
it doesn't work that way. But see, it's mindsets. It's the mindset. You got to change the way you think in order to go to the next level.
Amen.
Go to the next level. If you're going to pay expensive, then you expect the quality to be there. It's a mindset. It's a mindset. So developing this, that riches or money are external conditions. So your external conditions is not your limitation.
Right.
The limitation is what's on the inside of you.
Yes.
Wealth had not become a reality to you yet.
Mm-hmm.
It has not become a reality to you yet because you're still looking for blue light specials.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you're still going out for, Black Friday? Friday Black, whatever it's called. You know? But the idea, you're still looking for a deal. You're still looking for a sale. Not that wealthy people don't bargain, but the idea is they realize in order to have quality, you got to be willing to pay for it.
Right.
You see, they understand that. But the idea is you have to understand the mindset that you must have in order to go to the next level.
Yes,
same thing in giving. The same thing in sowing. The same thing in blessing your man of God. Being honorable. Those things are part of the training process that's going to position you for your harvest and be able to keep heaven on earth. You see, I don't want to get blessed one time and then it disappear and I got to go through all this over again. It's like working Monday through Friday and get a check and it only lasts a Sunday. You know, you hope you didn't have to pay all your tithes in order to have something left over. But the idea is the mindset. It's the mindset we go through. But you got to understand that God wants you to have a wealth that will never run out.
Amen.
That it constantly harvest on top of harvest on top of harvest. It's constantly coming to you from all directions. You got to develop a mindset for it. Because money is easy to have plenty of money. And money is always moving.
Yes.
It is always flowing around your house, around your street. Money is always moving all the time. You got to have a mindset that attracts money to you. It's the way we think. It's a way with Napoleon Hill wrote a book called, Apostle Thompson introduced it to us some years ago, called Think and Grow Rich. Powerful book. Powerful book. If you ever get a chance to pick it up and read it, it's a powerful book. As a matter of fact, it's nothing but, $6? And it has already created over 150 billionaires over the time they've been written. But he left it cheap because he wanted everybody to get their hands on it. Because he was trying to keep it, he was trying to spread the wealth. You're trying to spread the wealth by getting information. Okay, number four, right? Number four. Number four is on page 122. Second paragraph, last sentence. Says we limit our life. Let's make sure you catch up. You see that on page 122? Second paragraph, the last sentence. We limit our life in God so easily and so often because we do not see that which limits or hinders us. We do not see the hindrances. Why am I still here? Why am I still wrestling with this problem, this money issue? Why am I still dealing with debt in my life? Why can't I seem to break out of this mold of paycheck to paycheck living? Or can't seem to break past saving $1,000? Why can't seem to get past those hurdles? Because there are hindrances that we do not many times pay attention to that's in our life, in our behavior, in our thinking, in our, I want to say mannerism, but in our habits. We have habits in our lives. And because we're not willing to change habits, you see, those habits constantly keep us in bondage. Yes, but what we're going to do is we want God's blessing or more with our habits. It doesn't work. Because the habits are the things that hinders us. Yes. So God got to bring us to revelation is you got to break free or separate yourself from your habit. Yes, so you can go into your abundance. You got to make some changes. In habits, and those habits can only be broken not only by information, but by experiences. You got to have encounters that break those habits. You got to be able to catch them, recognize them, and catch them in their action and say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this. You see, the law of stupid says if you keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result, that's stupid. You see? The law is stupid. You got to break it. You got to break it. If you want a different result, you got to do something you never did before in order to get it. That's right. But most people want to continue to do the same thing over and over for years and years and years and expect things to change. It is not going to change because you keep exercising the same law. You see? So breaking the law and breaking the habits is what takes you to where you got to go. When you're exercising and when you're practicing trying to come to the wealthy place in the mindset of wealth, there are steps that you have to break from within that causes a release from without. And so you got to learn to break habits like eating out every day. You know what it costs to eat out every day? Even just for you and your wife. Don't say you got two kids. Even from a McDonald's meal to a Wendy's meal, to whatever, you know. I mean, you always got to look for family specials everywhere. Right. You know, Popeye 4 for $5. You got to find something. You got to find something because you're trying to stretch those dollars. Right. But the idea is most people do not cook every day. Mm-hmm. They cook maybe one time a week or two times a week because we're in a generation that don't cook no more. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we're trying to eat out every day. But you spend money for breakfast. You got to turn around and spend money for lunch. Then you got to spend money for dinner before you, for nighttime. Then you, at night, once you eat that, you're looking for a snack before you go to bed. So you're constantly spending money every day. So anytime you're spending anywhere from $50 every day out eating, that habit get expensive over 30 days. But you don't see it going because it's something now that become a norm to you. But if you sit down and write it down every time you spend money eating now, because that's the biggest expense we're dealing with right now. It's not our car note, it's not our house note, it's our eating habits. When we learn to change the habit of how we eat, you're going to start seeing money being left in the bank having more than enough because you're changing habits. Another habit we have to change in order to change our culture is the idea we got to change how we pay our bills or our expenses. You okay? Card notes or whatever. You got to learn to begin to pay more on principles and not just paying a regular note. When you go in there, put $30 more on the principal, because that's where you're going to see the increase of the note starting to drop. But if you just play number, the system already signed up for 30 years, you know, holding us in bondage. So you got to learn how to money, get knowledge of how money works, how it operates, how business people think. Okay, they give you a 6-year card note. That's 6 years of already expenses, money already spent. 6 years of money already spent, because you got to pay for the car for a whole 6 years if you understand how to pay for it in 2.5.
Right.
Yeah. Knowledge becomes power. So how we manage money is a part of what rich people do. They manage money. They do not let money manage them. You see, you got to learn how to eat before you go shopping. You know, sense of going to Walmart and buying $300 worth of grocery and stop by Popeyes before you get home. That doesn't make sense to me, you know, but that's what we do because it's more easier and comfortable. And what we're paying for is the comfort, the convenience. That's what you're paying for, the convenience. You got to break that habit. You got to break that habit and say, know what? We're not going out every Friday. We're going to go out 2 times a month instead of 4 times a month. We're not having pizza every Friday night, children. Y'all going to learn to eat some sweet peas and some corn and this other stuff that I grew up on, you know. And so you got to learn to change those habits, because the habits is what's eating your pockets. And so you're going to see as we go forward that money is financial freedom. It produces freedom. But you got to understand how money operates and change habits in your life. And change habits in your life. This is how you get out. But see, those are practices in order for you to get there. Now, once you're there, you're there. Once you're there, you're there. But those practices or those disciplines never leave your mind, because they're now a part of you. Even whether Apostle Thompson is, Daniel not that's on slain money. He always pray about it and say, God, you want me to have this? He always seeking the mind of God, and God is giving him signals saying, yeah, go ahead and get that. That's okay. I mean, that is powerful. That is powerful, man. Because when you got money, what you praying for? Go to lunch and buy your car. But that's what he do, because God is first. And that's where God wants us to be. He wants to be first in all of our dealing, so we can understand how to handle our affairs. How to handle our affairs. So number 5, I know I'm talking. Number 5 is fourth paragraph there. That says, this is quite a hello. How are you? Up front, God made it clear that he was going to transform Abram's life from something that he thought was pretty good to something he could never fathom. Number 5 is the next statement, next sentence. In you, Abraham, all of the families of the earth shall be blessed. This is why God want me wealth. This is the covenant. This is the covenant. Genesis 12, this is the covenant. This is why God want me wealthy, until all the families of the earth is blessed. God wants to bless me so I can bless people. There are many people, hundreds and hundreds of people, praying to God about financial situations, about their life being changed. If God is going to change anything in any of our lives in this earth realm, he's going to do it through a man. He's going to do it through a man. Money do not drop out of a tree, out of the sky. You know, it doesn't happen that way. You know, we can have a supernatural miracle monies. You know, they talk about we need miracle money. You know, those things happen to our lives supernatural, but God always bring it through somebody. Through some means, he always bring it through that way. So we have to understand that God wants us to be the answer to other people's prayer. So people can say, man, God is good. God is awesome, man. Why? How he blessed? He blessed me through that brother. He blessed me through that sister right there. That couple came by and paid for my lunch today. they see manifestations that gives them hope that they can go there, that they can see the goodness of God. And so it said, Jeremiah 33:9, that they were talking about tonight, you know that it be a name of joy and a praise unto me, that they may see all the good that I procure unto you. God, that's what God wants to do for us individually. He wants to bless you financially so that he can spread wealth through you. So he can spread wealth through you. So you can go buy somebody a car and somebody a house and change somebody's life. Why not we got to be a football player or this person? Why can't be the body of Christ?
That's right.
Body of Christ, you know. Bless somebody and walk, give them the keys and walk away. They never see you again.
Amen.
Man, that had to be my guardian angel. Somebody had to show up.
Yeah.
No, God did that.
Yeah.
God did. And that's why God wanted me to have. So I got to put myself in a position of a mindset and train myself to think rich and never being broke another day in my life. Money just keep on coming to me. I'm not broke. I got a seed. You know, I got to continue to confess that thing and become that thing. Understand that money come to me. It's a seed in every harvest. I got to get that seed out of every harvest God blessed me with. Why? Because it creates more harvests, more things given unto the Lord. You know, and I got to be able to get to that place where I understand how to get my storehouses to run over. How to get my storehouse to run over and so I can be a blessing to people. You know, this Christmas, they walk through the mall and just start blessing, passing out $20, blessing kids while you're going through the mall. You know, I mean, man, just being a blessing.
Amen.
See, you got to break the mindset.
Amen.
You got to break the mindset. Well, that's too much. And, you know, we shouldn't do that. People going to rob you and all these niggas. I mean, all that kind of stuff can happen, but no, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
Not to me.
Right.
You see, you got to come through the mindset that God want to transfer wealth through me. So my mindset got to be a blessing. Instead of me looking for something for Christmas, let me give something away for Christmas.
That's right.
It got to become our mindset.
Right.
And when we do that, you're going to find out that God is always going to open a door
Amen.
To bring a harvest to your life.
Amen.
You see, and then you got to give God a need that you can't meet yourself.
Amen.
You got to dream big.
Yes,
you got to ask big. You got to dream big and ask big. You see, you got to go through stores, man, and train the mindset. It's a breaking through the mindset. I remember years ago when I was younger, and I went down to the Superdome. I'd never been to the Superdome before, but I was down there taking care of some business. And I ain't on the Superdome. Had a shopping center on the side of it. I'm just walking around the property, just looking excited. You know, they knew I went from New Orleans because I'm looking up at the building, you know. And so I go in the store, man, I started looking at shirts, you know, nice shirts and stuff. Pull a tag. Now, we always look at the tag,
You
know, because we always don't know how much it costs.
Right.
You know, this shirt costs $700 and something dollars. Like, huh, okay. I might be in the wrong store for sure. You know, this ain't my store here. You know, so I'm looking at it like I got something. Just the easy trying to get at that door so I can go out the door. But the idea the Lord arrested me while I was in there. He said, you can have that. I said, I can have that? Yeah, you can have that. $700 shirt. You can have that. And that thing started tasting my mouth. You know, and I said, I'm going to dress like this one day. I'm going to dress like this. And when it got me a coat, it had just a jacket itself, $2,000-something, just put it on, made the man think I was going to buy it and all that kind of stuff. You know, I said, no, I just want to see how I felt. I'm going to be back. I'm going to live like this. You got to start setting your appetite. Dad said it tonight, like, you got to adjust your appetite.
Yes.
You got to get exposed to it.
Yes.
Get exposed to it. It's what it starts setting the parameters of how I think, my mindset.
Yes.
You know, and so I stop looking. I tell my kids all the time, if you ever ask how much it costs, it's evident you can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Never go to the store and look at the price and ask how much it costs.
Mm-hmm.
If that's something you want, pick up the shelf, go pay for it.
Yes, sir.
You see, you got to train the way you think. Mom and them always taught us to look at the price,
right.
You know, and budgeting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a place where there is no budget.
Yeah.
But you got to train yourself to think like that.
Yeah.
I'm in here, I can get anything in here I want.
Yeah.
Got to train yourself to think about it. And Dad taught me the principle, the idea, if you see something, even if you don't have the money to pay for it, always tell it, I'll be back.
Yeah.
I'll be back. And it has to become your mindset. You know, and on purpose, go back and get it. Go back and get it. Dr. Phillips taught me the principle. He said that Dad taught him this principle. He said, Just because a thing is cheap don't mean you need to buy it.
Right.
I mean, you go to the store. We went shopping in Saks, I believe. Saks in New Orleans. Me and the wives went there. We went shopping, and I saw a shirt in there. And I think it was like four or something. So I got the shirt. He looked at it and said, that's a nice shirt. So I got that shirt. Then we looked at another stand, had some Micah Grahams over there, and stuff like that. And it was like $79. I said, man, I'm going to get a couple of these shirts. He looked at me and said, man, just because it's cheap don't mean you need to get it. Mm-hmm. He said, because you start buying cheap, you think cheap.
Yeah,
I said, okay, I got it. I marked that day. You see, you got to understand, there's a certain place you come to a certain level you can't go back under. Because
right.
It changes your mindset.
Yes,
you see, an addict only need one drink to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Only need one drink to go back. You see, after 5 years of being free, he get one drink, he can go all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing as prosperity. You know, once you go up the ladder of success, you start going, one time going back cheap, can take you to a cheap mindset all over again. It's the mindset. It's the mindset. You got to constantly press yourself to the next level.
Amen.
Press yourself to the next level. Never become satisfied at a lower level. You got to constantly moving. Apostle taught us the principle of mindset is that his best friend, Dr. Jesse DePlantis, taught him, they're on first name basis. I'm going to use Apostle. He said, Apostle, what you have to do is you got to always be moving. Never become contented, always moving.
Right.
And that's one of the mindset breaking. You got to understand that I got to always be moving. Always be moving. Instead of shopping for a used car, go shopping for a brand new car that nobody got in with no mileage on it. Change the way you think. I want the one off that truck right there.
Yeah.
You see? Never be looking for, can I got to trade something in? No, I'm going to keep my car and buy that car too.
Right.
When the first thing I ask you, what you trading in? Nothing. Nothing. Because a trade in is to their advantage.
That's right.
It's to their advantage. That's why they want you to trade it in.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going to keep my car and have that one too.
Yeah.
You see, it got to become a mindset.
Yes.
That I can afford more than one car at one time. You got to change the way you think. What about having five cars at one time, paying insurance on all five cars, got to cut gas on all five cars? God can do that.
Yes.
God can do that, but you got to have a mindset.
Yes,
it got to be your mindset. No, I'm going to have a car for every day.
Yep.
I got a Sunday car, and I got a Saturday car. I got a wet weather car, and I got a dry weather car. I got a summer car, and a spring car, and a winter car.
Yes,
I got a car I don't drive when it rains.
Yes,
you know, you got to change the way you think. It's all up in the thinking.
Yes,
it's all up in the thinking. I was around an apostle taught the mindset to me. He says, one of the men that were working for him, getting ready to go wash he had just bought this new car. What is it? Oh, my gosh. The Porsche he had just bought. That was a couple of years ago. And while I was around that with him, and the guy was going to wash the car. He said, no, I don't like no mud in my car, don't you? The guy said, yeah, I know. You know, and that just a thought, just thinking how they think. He don't like mud in his car. Never get in this car with your shoes dirty.
Right.
That became my first thought.
Right.
The second thought is when you get your car, keep it clean.
Yes,
keep it clean. Now, people think that's over extreme because wealthy people has a different mindset than poor people do.
Right.
It's a different mindset. Wealthy people, they maintain what they have,
right.
The quality of what they have. And you're going to see that further when we go in this chapter. You're going to see they maintain the quality of it. You see, we go to Golden Corral so we can get full. That's why we go there. Not only because of cheap food, I can eat two or three times. Why? Because I'm going there to get full. Wealthy people don't go to the table to get full. They go there just to have the appetite, the experience. And even if they don't cut but one piece of the steak and eat it, just the experience was worth coming. But we go there to get full.
Wow.
That's why I don't go to Golden Corral. You ain't going to catch me there. Because the mindset of the people is so I can have more.
Right.
Rich people do not look for quantity. They look for quality.
Right.
Poor people look for quantity and not quality.
Right.
You buy the cheapest piece of chicken so you can get 10 pieces, you know, instead of buying a chicken that was, we call it field raised, whatever. Fun Ray, yeah, the one that's free to run around. And my time is out. I'll see y'all later. Okay. All right. Oh, bless Dan.
She's trying to slow you down.
She's trying to get.
Nothing good.